Okay, let's get into today's daf. Demai daf memches. Memches 48. And again, this Masechta Shiurim is sponsored by Michael and Naomi Nudel. Avram and Dvar Weinfeld, we thank them for the sponsorship. And we get into what is chusid is that we got to learn Maseches Demai and the Yerushalmi of Demai for many who have not ventured into learning Demai and Yerushalmi. We continue every day having the chus of learning Torah Hashem. So here we go, the Gemara Mem Zayin Amebeis. So this parak is about buying and getting produce from various sources. That's what all these mishnayos have been spoken about. If I get it from a storekeeper and I get it from a sitone and from a manpur and from a chenvani and from now from a balabayas, you get it from a private person, a balabayas, from a palter we spoke about. If somebody gets it privately from a balabayas, so then you could assume that either the balabayas is trustworthy or not trustworthy. So either all of his stuff is pater or chayiv. So taking one for the other is fine. If you have a balabayas that sells in public, in the marketplace, mocha yarek bashuk, so then it depends. If he's only selling his own stuff, then fine. Then you could, again, be ma'aser me'achas al hakol. But if he's has from many different suppliers, then you have no idea. You have no idea the suppliers, whether they took off or not. So again, it could be mi chayev ala pater, mi pater ala chayev, and therefore it would have a different halacha, and you have to be ma'aser mikol achas va'achas. So now Gemara says, Rabbi Yonah boy. Rabbi Yonah says the following. Again, boy, as we've had numerous times, boy sometimes can mean boy like it does in the Bavli. That means question, or it just means he analyzed. He analyzed. Ukarebi Meir. Ma'aser mikol kelach v'kelach. Maybe this Mishnah, according to, if it's following Rabbi Meir Shita, would you have to not only take Meiser from every bundle has a number of stalks in the bundle. Could you take off from every bundle, or would you have to take off from every stalk in every bundle? Why would you have to do that? Ditanina taman, because we learned in a Mishnah in Meseches Machshirin. Are we choshesh that if you have a bundle of things, they became untied and you retied them? Because if that's the case, then you'd have to take off from each and every stalk. Because maybe a bunch of stalks came out, and some of them are from different bundles, and you put them together, and some are chayev and some are pater. So Reb Meir, as we're about to see in this Mishnah, is choshesh that there was unraveling, and then tying up again. So if you say that, then you'd have to do every single stalk that you get from this balabais. Or do you say no, that you don't have to be worried about the unraveling? So that's a machlokas in the Mishnah in Machshirin. What does the Mishnah in Machshirin say? Again, as always, I always point out, whenever you do a Mishnah from a Masechta that has no Gemara on it, we have to try to do our best, because there's no Bavli and there's no Yerushalmi on Masechta's Machshirin. But here it's quoted here. So the Mishnah tells us there, Kol ha'aguda shal beis ha'shvakim, the Mishnah in Machshirin, in the sixth parak of Machshirin. All bundles of vegetables that you get in the shuk, that you get in the marketplace, all bundles, tamei, and they're all makabel tuma. They're all makabel tuma because you have to assume that they all got wet, right? They were washed, they got wet in order to keep them fresh. So all bundles that you get, you assume were mukshar lakabel tuma, and that everybody touches them, whoever touches them in the marketplace, a lot of different people, except for they're all tamei. Rabbi Yehuda mitaher bilachim. Rabbi Yehuda is metaher by the bundles that are lach, that were recently gathered. Recently gathered, if lachim here means fresh. If they come straight from the source, straight from the field, so then you don't have to worry about it. So you can assume that they were not makabled, they weren't mukshar yet. So that's, that lachim usually, we use lach to mean wet, but there it means fresh. Amma Rebbe Meir, and Rebbe Meir is the third opinion in that Mishnah. Again, the Tanakhama says, we assume they all got wet. It's Tame. Rebbe Yehuda says, well, if they're very fresh, you can assume they did not become wet. And now Rebbe Meir says, Amma Rebbe Meir, now we get to our Gemara. This is the quote of Rebbe Meir, the third Shita. Amma Rebbe Meir, v'chi mipnei ma tim'u. Rebbe Meir says, well, why are you being metame the bundles? So Rebbe Meir's going to argue on the chshash here. We're not worried that beforehand they got wet from something else. Ela mipnei mashke hapeh. We're worried about the liquid of the mouth. We're worried about his saliva, which is one of the mashkin, right, mayim. Yachak adam. What do you mean the mashke hapeh? Because Rebbe Meir's nervous that maybe the bundles got unraveled, and then you're going to have to put them back together, and somehow he used his mouth on the bundles. Maybe one of the mafarshim on the page say that maybe he has to hold them in his mouth, the edges, in order to hold it together, in order to then wrap it and to tie it. But either way, you see from Rabbi Meir Shita that there's a chash of that unraveling and then tying back up again. So suggests Rabbi Yonah that just like Rabbi Meir is worried about unraveling and tying back up in that Mishnah in Machshirin, so would he say that here too? When it says in our Mishnah that you have to be ma'asir from each and every one, does that mean each and every bundle or each and every stalk in every bundle? Because maybe they all got mixed up and they were put back together in not in the way where they came from. So Kema de Tamar, just like we say, Taman over there, Derech Aguda Litor Vikshura Befiv, it's the Derech of bundle sometimes to get undone, right? Litor, from the word Matir, right? The Malacha, Kosher and Matir, untied. Vikshura Befiv, and he ties it again with his mouth, somehow using his mouth. So, Hacha, we take out the word Brahm. Hacha also, Derech Aguda Litor, Vunosi Mashe Befnim Bachut, Mashe Bechuz Befnim. You put stuff that was in this bundle, and that bundle, and that bundle, and this bundle, and it's all mixed up, and you have to be Matir from each one. No answer to that question, right? What would Rameir say here? Meaning, would there be, the Pashas is that would be the same thing. Would you say that here, Bidmai Hikilu, right? Would you say here, a different psalm that is not exactly parallel? The Gemara does not answer. Period. Amar Rabbi Yonah, back to commenting on the Mishnah. Lo sof davar. Remember the Mishnah said, if the Balabais is selling in the marketplace, if his workers bring him his own stuff, from his own gina, then you could be maaser one on all because it's all his stuff, and either he did or he didn't. But if they brought from different ginot, different gardens, so then you have to be maaser from each and every one. Amar Rabbi Yonah, lo sof davar mi ginosav. Not only would we be able to be maaser from one unto all if it's only from his garden. You could even be maaser one on all, even if it's various gardens, as long as in ma'asrin hein l'daito, if they're being ma'aser under his instructions, meaning he's the balabayis, he uses them they supply him, but they know he's the boss. They wouldn't mess around with him. And if he says, be ma'aser, don't be ma'aser, whatever the instructions, they'll follow it. And therefore, in ma'asrin hein l'daito, if they're being ma'aser based on his instructions, so then ma'aser mizel zeh, right? L'daito, the bar of folder says l'das balabayis im hu amar she is asru hein mizasrin. They listen to him, right? They don't want to lose their business. They don't want to lose their credentials. So therefore, im ma'asrin l'daito ma'aser mizel zeh, then even with different gardens coming, it's okay. You can be ma'aser one on the other. V'im lav ein ma'aser mizel zeh. And if not, then you can't, right? If it's different gardens, as the Mishnah said, then you have to be nervous. In many halachos that we have, the concept where it comes up, lamais of uman lomara umnase, right? That which is somewhat behind this idea, it doesn't use that lashon here, but an onuman, a worker doesn't want to lose his reputation. Ramosha Feinstein uses this a couple of times. Ramosha uses this, he has a tshuva about yichud, about a woman has to go to the mikvah that's outside the town, and it's at night, and she gets a driver, and her husband has to stay home with the kids, and she has to go herself on a road. So most roads are not yichud anyway, there's plenty of cars. But let's say it's a dark country road, or and it's at night, and so what do you say? So part of the heter is umano maru umnase, right? He's a taxi driver, he doesn't want to lose his business, he doesn't want to, lose everything, and therefore that's part of the tzad lahakil in that situation. Rav Moshe famously talks about it by Chol of Yisrael, right? By Chol of Yisrael, where we know we mentioned this I think a couple of days ago when we spoke about the bishul and we spoke about the palter, we spoke about the pas. So Rav Moshe's heter, even though the Gemara says that a Jew has to be in the vicinity, either actually watching the guy milk or being in a place where if the Jew would stand up, he'd be able to see the guy, right? So that's what the Gemara says, right? And that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. You have to be in the vicinity. You have to create mirtas. You have to create a nervousness. So says Rav Moshe, in modern countries where there are dairy rules and the companies don't want to lose their license, so it's ke'ilu, it's mirtas, it's ke'ilu, the Jew is sitting outside, and that's why all of that milk had the status of Chalav Yisrael. So that's also here, they don't want to lose their business, and therefore they wouldn't lie, and as long as it's l'daito, you could be ma'aser mize alzeh. Good. Next Mishnah. Halacha Zayin Mishnah. Mishnah Ches. Halokeach Tevel Mishnei Makomos. Let's see somebody buys Tevel. Tevel Mamish. We're not talking about Tamai anymore. Tevel. Untithed produce. Somebody buys Tevel Mishnei Makomos from two different sources. Ma'asim. He's all Zeh. It's all Tevel. It's all chayiv and shumas and maaseris. So you can be maaser, mizeh, alzeh. Right? Afal pi, she'amru, ein adam rashai limkar tevel, elo tzorach. You're not allowed to sell tevel. You're not allowed to sell tevel unless there's a real tzorach. What's the tzorach? The Gemara will talk about it. But you're not allowed to sell tevel. That's machshil. Why aren't you allowed to sell tevel? What, you'll tell them that it's tevel. You're right on it. So Tosfos Yontif says, maybe you'll forget. Maybe you'll forget. And therefore, you cannot sell tevel. Right? That's the Tosfos Yontif. Ein rashai lahotzi biyado bilti mesukan. Deshem alo yodi elokech. Maybe you'll forget. There's a fascinating suggestion by the Tosfos Chadashim. It's one of the commentaries on the side of the Yachinu Boaz Mishnayis. Tosfos Chadashim. So he quotes, it's a collection of Achronim. Tosfos Chadashim. So quotes, I think, 1700s, 1800s. So Tosfos Chadashim quotes here another reason why it's asur to sell tevel. It's a lumdus. It's not just a lifnei iver type of idea. He says, v'li nira, mishum, because we spoke about this weeks ago, maybe even months ago. In Bav Metzia, around Peches or so, there's a machlokas, Rashi, Tosfos, there's a p'tur lokeach from Trumas and Maestros. Machlokas Rishonim, when is there a Peter Lokeach? If you buy, then you're Pater. So Machlokas, opposite Cheetahs, is it if you buy early or if you buy late? Right? When are you Pater? If there already there is a Chiev or not? But it could be, says the Tosfos Chadashim, according to the Cheetah that says that if you buy it at a certain stage, you're not going to be Chayiv in Trumas and Maestros Midaraisa, only Midrabanan. So you know why you can't sell Tevel? Because you're going from a Chiev of Trumas and Maestros Midaraisa to a Chiev of Trumas and Maestros Midrabanan. And you can't be mafkia, you can't change that, you can't get out of that. Remember the chassidim, are the Doras HaRishonim in Brachas, right, the Flamed Hay in the Bavli, that they went straight through to be Mechaya themselves. They didn't go there derech the window. So he says, Zulas im nigmru aperis b'yad alokei achayev. Lakein ein rashoi lachatchilo lahotzi aperis michiev meiser daraisa. Avobi shema mocher gamru al das lamachro. Even though if the mocher himself, when he gathered them, had das to sell it, he didn't have das to eat it, then pater min haTorah, then he's pater min haTorah anyway. Mikamakam lefamim hayibadaito b'shaskim armalacha to eat it. And then he changes his mind. So there's really a chiev daraisa by the farmer, and he's going to sell it, and the lokeach is only going to have a chiev drabanan. So that's why you're not allowed to sell tevel. Fascinating. Von man mafis mahay bedaita. How do we know what was in his mind? Lakach asur kol pam limkar shelo lesarach. That's why Chazal said you can't sell ever, even though you might only be chayv derabanan in certain cases, but you can't. Ubezem Yusuf kasha dekasha. And also he says this also answers the question of what's the chiddush? What's the chiddush? My kamashmal and derashoy laaser mi tevel al tevel. You let it be maaser from tevel on tevel. Of course, that's minachayev alachayev. What's the chiddush of that? Pshita. Given to machru lo bataras tevel, you have two tevels, of course you can be ma'aser mizel zeh. Bevadai lo iser. Tam u'usar tam avikarem yishenim u'usar. You know, they both sold it, right, a little cheaper because it was tevel. Kamash malan, you don't have to be choshesh that one of them is tevel daraisa, one of them is tevel drabanan, because one of them originally thought they were going to sell it and one thought they were going to eat it. You don't have to be choshesh for that. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. That's the chiddush. Te'efshar echad garmu lemkarim gain pater midaraisa. Vashini garmu lecho v'chayim midaraisa. And then pichiyev v'pater kamash malan. We don't have to be so choshesh about that. You have tevel. So that's it. So Tosfos Yontif and the Tosfos Chadashim of what exactly is the reason that you're not allowed to sell tevel except litzarech. The Radvaz has a different pshat of what the chiddush is of selling tevel. That you don't have to be choshesh, that it's some is last year's produce and some is this year's produce. That if you have maaser, you don't have to, can be maaser mishana al shana. And therefore, it says the Radvaz, that's the chiddush. The Radvaz asks the same question. He doesn't have this lumdus of the Tosfos Chadashim, which was a couple hundred years after the Radvaz. But the Radvaz says here in Hilchas Maaser, Perek Vav Alach Yud Aleph, V'yishlomo de lochashina shema echad mea macha lo biperos shal shana she'avra ve'echad mishana hazos. Even though they did violate by selling tevel, you don't have to be choshesh for more. Good. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Reb Yona, Keni Masnisa, Ein Adam Rashai Limkar Tevel, Ela Litzorech. Reb Yona says, not only is there a limit, you're only allowed to sell tevel if there is a tzorech, we'll get to what the tzorech is, but you're even there, you're only allowed to sell to a chaver. Ubilvad lachaver. Only to a Talmud Chacham. Who you know is going to be mafresh. What's the tzorech? What's the source of the Mefarshim explain? Important to know before the next line of the Gemara. The tzorach is, let's say I have some tevel in my house, and it got mixed up into chulin. And now I'm stuck. Because now I have tevel and chulin mixed up, and it wasn't batel. Let's say there's more tevel, so it's not even batel barov. So what do you do now? So I'll take some out and be mafresh again. No, but I might be taking out the chulin. So I have no idea. You know what I have to do? I have to get new tevel. And I have to say, okay, wherever the tevel is in this mixture, I'm being mafresh from other tevel. So I have to buy new tevel. How do you buy new tevel? A person will sell tevel. Ah, that's the tzarech. That's the tzarech. A person can sell tevel if a guy needs tevel because he got some tevel from his house mixed up into the rest. And even there, Rabbi Yonah says, only to a chaver. So now the Gemara says, wait a second. So what if I'm an Am Haaretz and some of my tevel got mixed up into chulin? So what did Rabbi Yonah just say? You're only allowed to sell tevel litzarech to a chaver. So I'm stuck forever because nobody can sell it to me. So meyata Am Haaretz and it's arif tivla b'chulin in lotakana, I'm stuck. So the Gemara says, no, go to your neighbor who's a chaver. Ketzad hu oseh, holy chetzal chaver, hu lokech lo tevel umasrolo. You got to go to your neighbor who's a chaver or decide to become a chaver yourself. And in that way, you'll be able to have it. Good. So what I said before was that maybe the chulin is a miut of the tevel. There are others that say, no. Even if the chulin is a rov of the tevel, it's not batel. Why? Davar sheyesh lo matirin. Davar sheyesh lo matirin. Sugya gedola ma'od. Davar sheyesh lo matirin. Midrabanan. Midrabanan, there are a number of categories of items that are not batel. Right? Birya is not batel. Chaticha ruy leskabed is not batel. But one of them is davar sheyesh lo matirin, something that's going to become mutter, so that is not batel. That is not batel. Why? Why? Machlokas Rashi ran. Rashi in Beit Sadaf Beis, Rashi says in Beit Sadaf Gimel, Rashi says, you might as well wait. Asha tochlena be'isr tochlena beheter. If you don't have to rely on bittul, because just wait a day, wait a week, a month, whatever it is, so then it'll be mutter anyway. So why need to rely on bittul? So again, davar sheyesh lo matirin could be Rashi says that in the context of Beitza Shenolda, Biyantif. So there it's going to be memela davar sheyesh lo matirin. Calling tevel davar sheyesh lo matirin is a little different because you have to do something to make it mutter. So, but it's still called the davar sheyesh lo matirin, right? The post can talk about whether, you know, it happens often, right? You have one of your forks that got trafed up, so you put it separately on the side because you're going to take it, because you're going to kosher it, and all of a sudden you come back and the cleaning help put it back in the drawer. Uh-oh. Is there bittul? Yeah, there's bittul. Davar sheyesh lo matirin. Take them all to the mikvah. Take your whole, all your forks to the mikvah. Not to the mikvah. I'm sorry, to kosher them. Right? Same thing if something's not toveled. Same kind of thing. So I got a question. Well, do you say davar sheyesh lo matirin if there's going to be a tircha involved? Like, how much is that not so simple? Okay. But either way, that's the Rashi. And just to mention the Ran, again, we can spend the rest of the shiur on this. We're not going to. The Ran in Nedarim Daf Nun Beis, again, one of our top 10 Rans. I don't know if there are 10 exactly, but we just call it that, of Nedarim, where the Ran says, davar sheyesh lo matirin, totally different shot than Rashi. What does the Ran say? Bittul requires a clash. Isser and Heter. That's a clash. Two things that are similar to each other could coexist. They don't knock each other out. If you have heter beheter, they don't mevatel each other, right? They live with each other. Isser beisser, only isser beheter. You halachic realities. If you have a clash, says the Ran, a davar sheyesh lo matirin, even though it's usser now, but it's enough similar to the heter that it's not batel, because it's like heter beheter, and therefore they could coexist with each other and. They are not, they don't fight each other, but they coexist with each other. I'll read you the beautiful lashon. Lefisha kol davar shehu doma lechavero, eino machlisho umevatlo, elo ma'amido umechazko. Anything similar to its friend doesn't weaken it, but strengthens it. Right, you have this in Chevra too, right? Oy l'rasha, oy l'shcheinu, to other echoes, we work off each other. So that's the language of the Ran. And he talks about it in a certain context of min bamino, but that's the Ran. So two very different shatim of davar sheyesh lo matirin. Is it because of you might as well wait? Or is it because of lamdis? No, it's called heter beheter. Many nafkaminas. What if waiting, it's never gonna be able to be mutter? Because by the time you wait, it's gonna be spoiled. Whatever food it is, if you wait, it's going to be spoiled before the time you get to eat it. So according to Rashi, you might as well wait. Then it's not called davar matirin because you're not going to get to eat it. But according to the Ran, it's still not batel. It's still called the davar sheishla matirin, right? Even if it's going to be spoiled by the time you want to enjoy it, and you'll never enjoy it, but it's still called a davar. It still would be called the davar sheishla matirin, right? Machlokes rishonim, is chametz a davar sheishla matirin? Is chametz a davar sheishla matirin? Right, because after all, chametz is going to be mutar after Pesach, midaraisa, but it's going to be also next Pesach. So maybe it's not davar sheishla matirin. So that's a machlokes rishonim. Interesting, the Mordechai says it's not. The Rambam says it is, and the Aruch HaShulchan suggests maybe it's totally on this Chakira as well. You might as well wait. Okay, it's going to be mutter in a week. But maybe halachically, it's not davar sheishla matirin because it's always going to be usur again too. You always see usur in the future by the next Pesach. Other nafkaminas as well. Good. Let's continue. So, Tevel might be a davar sheishla matirin, and that's why it might not be batel in this discussion. Again, if there's time at the end, we'll continue. Says the Mishnah. Totally new topic. Related. What's the whole chash that we have been talking about? If I buy things from different suppliers, then it might be minachayev alapatam, minapatam alachayev. So this is the similar issue to that, even though it's not talking about buying anymore. Ma'asrin mishal Yisrael al shalgayim, u mishal gayim al shal Yisrael. What if I have produce of a Jew's land in Israel and a goy's land in Eretz Yisrael? You're allowed to be ma'asr from one on the other. As we'll see in the Gemara, right, this shita obviously holds ein kinyan la'akum lahotzi lafkia midei meiser. Right, a goy's ownership does not mafkia, and he's just as chayev as the Jews, and therefore they're both tevel daraisa. This topic has come up numerous times in the Yerushalmi already. Umeshe Yisrael al shokusim, umeshal kusim al shokusim. We'll have to see what this is talking about. Right, this is assuming that kusim are considered Jews. Because Yisrael ashal kusim. So Yisrael is vade tevel. Kusim is also called vade tevel. Why? Because even if kusim don't eat tevel themselves, as we've said before, the kusim interpret lifnei iver literally. Not causing another person to do an avera, only putting a rock down in front of a blind person. So they don't care about lifnei iver. So therefore you could assume all the kusim stuff is tevel daraisa. Right? Just like if a Jew is tevel daraisa. It's not even the mind. Mishal kusim al shokusim. Fine. Reb Elazar oser mishal kusim al shokusim. We'll have to talk about what the machlokas is. The Mara Fulda already clues us in because maybe one kusi was going to eat it. So he was ma'aserit and then he decided not to eat it. So that might be a case that even a kusi was mafrish even though he's giving it to you. Next. Atzitz Nakuf. The world of Atzitz Nakuf. Atzitz Nakuf, a flower pot, as it's called, a pot with something growing in it that has a hole. Nakuf, it has a hole. Harehu Ka'aretz, if there's something growing in a flower pot, it has a hole, so that is considered like the ground. It's Chayv and Shumas and Maestras Mida Oraisa. Right, as long as it has a hole. How big of a hole? So that a little root could go through. Little root, machlokes rishonim, is that a little bigger than a kazayas? Is it smaller than a kazayas? But a little root. If you look in Rashi in Shabbos Sadihei, the hole doesn't have to be at the bottom of the flower pot. It could even be on the side. Rashi Befer says that. It could even be on the side, as long as, the Rashi writes in a tshuva, it's under the dirt. Right, if it's next on the air, like where the dirt doesn't get up to the top there, so it's gotta be on the side. Again, there's an interesting lumdus. Atzitz Nakuf comes up relating to five different halachas. Right? Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Machshirin, whether it's called Mechubar, and therefore it's not Tameh anymore, and Mitzvah Satzuyas Ba'aretz, and Shemitah, comes up by all these halachas. The Divrei Yechezkel in Siman Beis, it says it could be that you don't have the same definition by all. You don't have the same definition by all. So for example, I should have mentioned, why is an Atzitz Nakuf with a hole in it, why is that called ground? Why is that considered ground? So Machlokes Rambam and Rashi. The Rambam says right here in our Mishnah, the Rambam says, it's considered karka. It's considered karka because it could grow a root. The Rambam says, Ho'el v'hu mechubar la'aretz ha'ru ka'aretz. It's mechubar la'aretz. Right? Even if the root is not growing yet, but it's mechubar la'aretz, it's considered mechubar. Rashi says, because it's yonek min ha'aretz. Because it gets nourished from the ground. There might be a difference. What if it's raised up on a tripod? Right? The Gemara talks about that. Right? Is that the same exact, that there's some airspace there? Right? Could be a discussion in this Rashi. It still gets nourished. You might get nourishment, but is that called mechubar? Right? Interesting for Hilchos Shabbos. We wouldn't think of it, but it could be. The Gemara talks about it. Right? If something is considered halachically, right, mechubar. But again, the Divrei Yecheskel says you might be mechalik between do you need mechubar, do you need kekarka, right, all different levels. But anyway, so the Gemara says Atz Nakov is like Eretz Yisrael mamish, and therefore it's chayiv and chumas and ma'aseh midaraisa. Torah mina aretz al Atz Nakov v'Atz Nakov al aretz chumas v'truma. If you take something growing mamish from the ground on an Atz Nakov or vice versa, it's all good because it's all truma da'oraisa. Truma da'oraisa. Umish eino nakov al anakov. But what if I take trumas and ma'aseh from eino nakov? Meaning a flower pot that is not perforated. So that's only chayiv and chumas and ma'aseh midrabanan. Not da'oraisa. So basically this case, mina patur alachayev, mishe'ino nakov alanakov. So truma, what you took off, we'll call truma, even though it's really not. Because you took off from something that was patur from chumas and ma'aseh. So it can't be chumas and ma'aseh. So what you took off is meaningless, really, midaraisa. But we'll call it truma, Marafolda says, not to be mezalzel in real truma. Since you call the truma, you gotta give it to the Kohen. You have to give it to the Kohen. But the Yachzer Vitrum, you gotta take off real truma. You gotta take off real truma from the, what's chayev, from the nakuf. And what about the opposite? Min ha-nakuf al she'ino nakuf. If you took from min ha-chayev ala patur. So again, there truma, we'll call it truma because you designated it as truma from something that's chayev in truma, but it's really tevel. Because you had in mind something that's not chayev in truma, and maestros. So, velo teachel, it can't be eaten, achiyotzi alea, truma umaisrus, until you take off from it, from that item, chumas in maisrus, because what you took off really, didn't work. Tara min ademai ala demai, umi ademai ala vadai. What happens if you were tori mi demai ala vadai, which is a problem, because, again, demai is all a suffix, so one might be chayib, one might be pater. Umi demai ala vadai, in all those cases, truma, we'll call it truma, v'yachs of yitrum. We gotta be mafresh again, because you don't know if it worked. Minavade ala demai, minavade from demai, so that's like what we had before, min ha-nakuv, truma, v'lotei achal, chiyozi ala truma, semaistros. As we said, you have to give that to the Kohen, it's called truma, because it came from something that was vadai chayiv, but it still might be tevel, because, you know, you didn't have in mind something that was chayiv. Fine, that's the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, masnisa de Rabbi Meir. Our Mishnah seems to be following the Shita of Rabbi Meir, who says what? To Rabbi Meir Omar, Ein Kinyan Lagoy Be'eretz Yisrael, Afkio Midan Meiser. If a Goy owns land in Eretz Yisrael, it's just as chayiv in Shumas and Meisers as a Jew. You're right, the Goy is not going to take off Shumas and Meisers. While the Goy has it, he doesn't have to take off Shumas and Meisers. Right? It's not one of the Shemim Mitzvot Noach. But if a Jew gets it at a certain point, so then he would have to take off Shumas and Meisers. As long as a Jew gets it in time, right? If a Jew gets it after everything, after the goy even does meruach, and after he separates it, so then it's not chayev. It totally grew. But if a Jew gets it in time, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Omrim Yesh Kenyan Lagoy Be'eretz Yisrael, Afkio Midan Ma'aser. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon argue. They say the bailos of a goy is mafkia the chayev. Rabbi Imi B'Shem, Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish, time with Rabbi Meir. Where does Rabbi Meir get this from? That the bailos of a goy has no effect. Where did he get this from? That a goy can't own it, lagabe, to be mafkia the kedusha. Because the pasuk says, "Viznachaltem osam levnechem acharechem l'resha zachuza." Right? You shall give, you shall be morish to your children for an inheritance. Talking about avadim, but it also uses achuza. Achuza is land. So the pasuk compares an eved kenani, or right in context, to a land. So he gets achuza l'avadim. So we compare. That's a hekish. Right, a hekish is in the same pasuk. Smichus, Tosva says, that smichus is two different psukim, but hekish is in the same pasuk. So ma avadim atem konim mehem. Just like avadim, you could buy from them, that's called an eved kenani. I could buy a non-Jew as an eved kenani. Vein einu konim mikem. But if they buy a Jew, if a Jew is going to work for a guy, he does not own him, kinyan aguf. He owns him lagabe the avoda. But a guy can't own him, kinyan aguf. So just like avadim, you could buy from them, but they can't buy from you. Afachuz, what does it mean buy from them? It means that their status is changed. When you buy an Eved Kenani, he has mixas kedushas Yisrael. Right? A goy buying a Jew is still a full Jew. Still a full Jew, his status doesn't change. So afachuz, so to land, atem konim mehem, you could buy from them, vehein einam konim mikem, but they can't buy from you kedushas aguf. And therefore, the kedusha will never be affected. That is the marker for Rabbi Meir. The following pasuk also supports Rabbi Meir. The land The word lo is hard to translate, as we'll see in a second. Something, let's translate just not, sold forever, ki li ha'aretz. Because I, Hashem says, I own the land. Lichul tanis, forever. What does that mean? How do you understand the pasuk of lo simachal litzmisus? There's two ways to understand that pasuk. As we'll see, it's a machlokas tanoim and a machlokas amorim. Does lo simachal litzmisus mean you can't or you shouldn't? Right? Numerous times, not so many, but numerous times, we have psukim in the Torah and there's a discussion whether it means don't or you can't. Right? Lo yuchal levaker es ben ha'avuva. Don't be maver the nachla from a bechor. Is that an isser to give bechor equal to everybody else? Or does that mean it's impossible? Lo yuchal levaker. You can't. Even if you try, you can't. So that seems to be, that's the machlokas tanoim here. That's the machlokas tanoim here. Right? What does it say here? Lo simachal litzmisus ki li ha'aretz lo choltanis. Rabbi Meir understands that it's impossible. It's impossible to sell the land of Eretz Yisrael forever, and therefore, the mechira to a guy is not a full mechira, because if it would be a mechira, then he would keep it forever, because he doesn't believe in the laws of Yovel. So, Remeir assumes that you can't. Amalei, and Rabbi Yosa answered to him, Kol garma amra di mesayla Rabbi Shimon. The whole essence of that pasuk is proving the opposite shita. Rabbi Shimon shita, lo timacher, don't sell it. Mashba, that if you do sell it, then you're stuck. It's going to be the guy's forever. Because Yesh kinyan the guy, lafkia, midei maestros. And this translates into a machlokas rishonim. This machlokas tanoim seems to translate machlokas rishonim. The Rambam counts this as a losase. The Rambam in losase, reish chav zayin, 227, getting towards the end. Shehiz hiranu, shalo limkar achuzasenu be'eretz Yisrael, mechira kayem. Excuse me. You're not allowed to sell land in Eretz Yisrael forever. And the Ramban says, I beg to differ. This means that you can't, not that you shouldn't. And the Megillas Esther says, don't jump on the Rambam. The Rambam can understand this pasuk as he does. So, Machlokas Rambam Ramban seems to be the Machlokas here between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Meir as well. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Maybe we'll start with the Chazon Ish tomorrow, B'Hashem, next time. But there's a lot more related to Yesh Kinyan and Kinyan as we have here in Maseches Demayim.